Right, we recently had another hunt for people with disabilities at Fort McCoy, and we also had a youth hunt. You said it was our third or fourth one. How did those go for Fort McCoy? That was the first weekend in October, I believe.
It was actually the first or the second full weekend in October, October 8th and 9th.
Okay.
We did pair our disabled and youth hunts together this year, as we have in the last few years. Works out really nice to allow the youth hunters and disabled hunters an opportunity to hunt together and really see, you know, really showcases to the youth how lucky they are to be able to get out and move around and take advantage of this sport. Yeah. So we had a great turnout. Roughly we had 20 deer harvested through both hunts, 14 by our disabled hunters and 6 by our youth hunters. So
yeah.
It was one of our more highly successful hunts for this season, and have to attribute it to the very good weather that we had that year.
How many helpers did we have come help these
guys? We had quite a few assistants that were out. Actual numbers here. For the disabled hunt, we ended up having 24 assistants that helped out, and
24 assistants, that's good.
24 assistants, and we had 32 mentors that took out the youth hunters then.
Wow, nice.
Actually only had 23 youth that were participated in the hunt, but yeah, some youth had, you know, grandpa and dad or dad and uncle that were assisting them. So
nice. And how many people with disabilities were hunting?
We had roughly about the same. We had 26 disabled hunters that had signed in, and with those 26 we had 24 assistants. A few of those guys were paired up with multiple,
that's good.
One assistant was paired up with multiple hunters in a few cases.
So. Oh, good. Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, they sounds like they got around, and at least you had a good percentage of hunters.
Yeah, this was one of the, like I said, one of the highest success rates for the youth and disabled hunt that we've had in quite a few years now. So, couldn't ask for a nicer weekend. Weather was comfortable for everybody, and the cooler weather seemed to get the deer on their feet a little bit sooner in the
yeah, it was during cooler the day. That weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a holiday weekend.
Right.
Why is it important for Fort McCoy to be involved having a special weekend hunt like that?
As I'm sure a lot of sportsmen are aware, we are losing hunting numbers as sportsmen. We'd like to see those traditions passed down onto the next generation. Mm-hmm. So offering that youth hunt is a big part of carrying on those traditions, showing the youth, you know, what deer camp and deer hunting all entails. Allows them to, you know, demonstrate respect for the firearms that they're carrying, because a lot of cases,
right,
these are, you know, brand new graduates of the hunter safety program. So,
well, in this case, it's a youth hunt. Is, you said you had great dad and granddad, or dad and uncle, or, you know,
or mom and dad,
or mom and dad. Yeah, you had it's a family affair. So
correct. Yeah,
that's a fun way of getting together and doing something.
Yeah, and, you know, in this area of the state, we don't have a whole lot of public land available to a lot of hunters, so having Fort McCoy available to the local hunters here is...
Yeah, 60,000 acres makes a big difference.
It's a big piece of land for hunters to utilize, yes. And with them coming out here, they're helping us manage our deer and maintain our deer herd where we want them to. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Okay. Sounds like it was a great season. Thanks for sharing that with us.